So as we begin this morning, let me just ask you, how many of you have ever said to yourself, one day I'm going to, start saving money. One day I'm going to drop a few pounds. One day I'm going to start to exercise and not just run to the dinner table. Something beyond that. One of these days, one day I'm going to finish that project I started. One day, I'm going to really commit to answering God's call on my life and to commit to serving God and become more consistent in my spiritual growth. One day, I'll invite someone and bring them to church. Well, far too often, one day never comes, does it? Because the projects are unfinished. Savings account still doesn't have much in it, and we have a few more pounds that we need to drop. One day. Well, how are we going to turn around one day so that things actually get accomplished in our life, that things get done? Well, there's an incident in Scripture that I'm not going to unpack fully today. We're just going to, at this point in time in the nation of Israel, Saul is king. He started out good, but didn't end up so well. But he has a son named Jonathan, and Jonathan's in the army, the military. And so it says in 1 Samuel, I'm going to read the first part of the verse, chapter 14, verse 1 says, One day, Jonathan, son of Saul, said to the young man bearing his armor, come, let us go over to the Philistine outpost. Now, there's hostility here, okay? There's war going on. Let's go to the enemy's outpost on the other side. He didn't tell his father. Okay, one day, Jonathan says, hey, let's go check this out. This is the day that Jonathan determines that things were going to be different. Jonathan decided he wasn't going to sit around and wait for an opportunity. And how many of us do that? Well, you know, an opportunity shows up. If it's there, then maybe I will do something. And so we just sit around, twiddle our thumbs, and God, if you want to do anything, you just bring it here and lay it in my lap. Jonathan didn't do that. He decided he was going to make an opportunity happen. Now, we've talked about this. We began talking about opportunities a few weeks ago, and we decided, you know, we saw from Scripture, we need to start with prayer. Everything needs to begin with prayer and hearing what God says to do. But then we also saw that we just can't say, okay, God, you go do it all. You know, that we have to actually get involved and that our opportunities are closer than we think, that we're surrounded. You know, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is near. Our opportunities to advance the kingdom are near. You don't have to wait. They're not out there somewhere waiting to come in. They're close by. We just don't see them. So that's one of the things we pray. Lord, open my eyes to see. But here, Jonathan, he's taking the initiative. He's going to make an opportunity happen. So it goes on to say, the rest of the verse. Now the day came. Now the day came. And that's when he went over. And this is the scene where he says to his armor bearer, okay, let's climb, because this outpost is kind of up on a hill. He says, let's climb up there. And this is what we're going to do. If we're going to say, hey guys, what's up? And if they say, come here, we're going to react this way. We're going to do this. If they say, if they start coming to us, say, we'll come to you, then this is what we're going to do. But basically, Jonathan and his armor bearer, there are about 20 soldiers at this outpost. Him and his armor bearer killed them, destroyed them, took the whole post. He didn't wait for an opportunity. He seized it, made it happen, and then seized it. Now the day came, and I'm here to suggest to you this morning that this is the moment that you and I stop procrastinating. And stop saying, well, one of these days I'll get around to it. No, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7 says, today, after such a long time, you've been saying, one of these days, one day, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. There's nobody in this building, there's nobody watching online, there's nobody hearing my voice right now that's going to say, well, yeah, I've hardened my heart. We don't think of that. But do you even know what it means to harden your heart? Do you know how our hearts become hard? Because see, if you don't know the process, because things don't be, even when it rains and the dirt becomes mud, it doesn't harden instantly after it stops raining, does it? There's a process, there's time that it takes to harden. So what are some of the ways that we harden our heart? Well, whenever it's today, when the opportunity is there and it is obvious, one of the ways, I'll just speak for me. One of the ways that I harden my heart is I begin to make excuses. Well, okay, I see that, but, you know, maybe now is not the right time. It's not the right timing for it. Or, unfortunately, sometimes I begin to make excuses why I can't. And the way I do that is, okay, yes, I see that opportunity. However, and then I start rearranging my priorities. I take lesser priorities and I move them up. Yes, I know I've been praying about this and it's here, but wow, I forgot to polish my shoes. Wow, man, I better go do that now. You know how it works. You think, okay, I'm just gonna go here in my private place and I'm just gonna pray for 10 or 15 minutes. And what happens immediately when you sit down to start to read the Bible or pray? All these thoughts come to you of everything that you need to do or you forgot to do, right? We're going to call this person. You better do it now before you forget again, right? Oh, wait a minute. I was supposed to go do this. Oh, I better get... No. This is why when you go to pray or when you go to read scriptures, you need to have, if you still use paper and pen or your phone, make a to-do list and just write them down. No, it's not going to distract. This is what I'm doing. Okay, got that down. And then when you get up, you got this nice little to-do list of all the things that you forgot. See, you redeem where the enemy tries to get you off track. You turn it around so that he's then helping you instead of hurting you. Okay? Jesus did this so often with the enemy. You need to learn to do that. It's cool. Turn the tables on your enemy. But those are the ways that we can harden our heart by not following God's promptings now, today, in this moment when the opportunity is there. You see, greater opportunities and more joy come to those who make the most of small opportunities. You remember in the parable, Matthew chapter 25, of the talents, the master told the two servants who had used what they had, it says, well done, Matthew 25, verse 23, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. One servant who was not commended is an example of this reality. And it's this: a person who's afraid of doing too much will always do too little. A person who's afraid of doing too much will always do too little. You and I, every one of us, have been given influence in our lives. There are people that we influence. And influence is a stewardship. It's something that has been entrusted to us. You're not likable. You're not, people don't come and ask you, talk to you, whatever, just because you're you. God has given you the traits, the quality, the skills, the assets that you have that draw certain people to you. That's influence. And that is a stewardship, something that we will give an account for before God, how we used what he's entrusted to us. And so that's true for us, for influence. Influence, it's like having something in your hand. You have to decide what to do with it. I'm asking everyone to use your influence to help reach other people for Jesus. There is a heaven. There is a hell. You know, there's some people say, well, I don't believe in hell. Like, that doesn't make it real. You know, I could say, I don't believe in COVID. It's not going to bring my dad back to life. Not going to give me the 5 days I spent in the hospital back. It's because you don't believe something doesn't mean it's not there or reality or true. Use whatever tools, assets,